Good morning, 7:05 a.m. on Thursday, August 19, 2021. 70 degrees, humid. 70 degrees? Yeah, I think so. 68 degrees and humid. Clear skies, sunny, and it is a brand new day. Good morning, everyone. PC Herring here. Out and about a little early this morning, trying to, one, get ahead of the heat of the day, and two, trying to wake myself up. I don't know if it's just the heat of the summer or what it is, but everybody at my house has been sleeping real hard these past few nights. Go to bed at a reasonable hour, sleep through the night, wake up feeling like you didn't get any sleep at all. It's fun. This is probably going to be a shorter one today, folks. I'm dragging today, so if this is short, if this is a more quiet than usual, I apologize. But it is what it is today, as it is every day. So the roof is done. If you were with me yesterday, you know that the roofers were supposed to be there around 7. And when I went on my walk yesterday, around 7:30, 8 o'clock, or whenever it was, they had yet to show up. Found out after the walk that the roofers, due to the weather, had fallen behind on, on Tuesday's project. So they had to go and finish the house that they didn't get done on Tuesday, yesterday morning, and then they came over and did ours. There was a question as to whether or not they would be able to get it all done in one go, but they, between the simplicity of our roof and the lateness of the sunset, because they work till they lose the light, they were able to get it all done and be out just before sunset. Made for a very interesting day. If you've ever been in a house or a building as it's getting a new roof, you know it is a loud proposition. First they have to tear off all the old shingling and all the old moisture barriers, which isn't too bad to be under, but then they have to pound in the new moisture barrier, and they have to use hand hammers for that, and oh my lord, that was loud. Couldn't hear myself think for a good 2 hours. Poor Beagle, she's not a fan of loud noises, she's not a fan of fireworks or anything like that, so she had no idea where to go to get some respite from it. She would go to one of her hidey places and hunker down, and the crew would come over. I mean, they're not doing it intentionally. Of course, they're doing their work, and they don't know where she is, but the crew would come over, and they would start pounding directly over where she was laying, and she'd freak out, and she'd run somewhere else, and she'd be okay for a little while until they moved again, and they were inadvertently chasing her around the house yesterday. Felt so bad for the dog. We gave her we have some CBD treats that are designed to help with her anxiety issues, and that seemed to keep her calm, oddly enough, thank God. But she did not have a good day of it yesterday. And then they use nail guns to nail down the shingles. And that wasn't as loud, but still loud enough. We shipped baby girl to my in-laws, as you know, like usual yesterday. But I had my wife, basically keep her over there until the roofers were done, because baby girl usually goes down for her night around 6:30, 7 o'clock. And they were still working, and I said, there is no way in heck that she's going to sleep through this and she's going to hate it. So if your parents are up for it, just take her, keep her over there, and I'll call you when they're done, kind of a situation, or they'll be done by sunset. And so wifey and baby girl went swimming. Morning! Wifey and baby girl went swimming at my in-law's apartment complex pool. And they stayed out there till a little after 8, by which time the crew was wrapping up. Wifey came home, had to run an errand or two, nothing dramatic. Got home around 9. Baby girl was dead to the world. I mean, she falls asleep in the car all the time. That's nothing new, but usually when you get her up or you pull her out of the car seat, she kind of perks up and, you know, kind of is alert again. And my wife pulled her out of the car seat last night, and baby girl was like a limp noodle and flopped forward on her mom's shoulder and did that thing where you've got the kid's got her head tilted to the side, laying on the shoulder, and one arm's over the top of the shoulder, the other one's just kind of laying out off to the side, all weak and limp and exhausted, and her eyes are kind of this glazed, glassy exhaustion look. I don't even think she registered that I was even there. But suffice to say, she slept well last night and was not happy to get up this morning. But, you know, I'm not typically a fan of messing with the baby sleep cycle intentionally, but at the same time, it was one of those lesser of two evils, because there was no way at all she was going to sleep through the racket at the house. But the roof is done. We've got some paperwork to do and some final submissions to the insurance company to get the claim finalized and put through. But that's nothing I have to do as of yet. We're on to it. Started getting some organizational work done yesterday. It was a period where I couldn't focus on anything work-related just because of the noise. So I took a work break and switched over to kind of sorting the to-do list. And I had jotted some handwritten notes throughout the course of the day of the things I wanted to do to my planning database. I use Todoist, todoist.com. I like it. I'm paying for the premium access, but the premium access gets me a few more features that are helpful to me. And I don't know if this is a premium integration or not, but it also integrates with your Google Calendar. So I can update my to-do list, put the deadlines and the times on it, and then it spits over into Google so that I don't have to go to 3 places to look at, okay, what's on my schedule, what's on my to-do list, what's all this. Oh, I can just go straight in and see it all, and it's all right there on one page. Anyways, so I got some work done on that. No writing yesterday. Had hoped to, but after all the pounding on the roof, the roof was not the only thing that felt like it had been pounded. My head was done. So I just told myself, no, give yourself the night, start fresh tomorrow, aka today, and we'll go from there. So that's where things are today. I don't really have anything specific on my mind to share or talk about. I'm hoping that I can be completely caught up with the full outline of Sentience Wars for the patrons by mid-September. I've got 6.5, 7.5 chapters in the outline still to write, which takes me through Patreon releases through, I want to say, March, which is the goal. The goal is to get Sentience Wars written through the outline. And then kind of put it to bed. I mean, it won't be a finished story, so don't think, you know, March and it's over. It won't be, but, you know, get the finished outline done, or get the outline finished and written. And then as I'm releasing Sentience Wars chapters over the course of the next month or so, that gives me that gives me content to use for work in process previews, world building previews for higher tiered patrons, things like that. And what is just as important, if not more so, is that it then frees up my writing and composition time for working on the next codename Cyrus. Because that's kind of what the idea is to build a buffer in the Patreon content so that I can be focused, so that I can spend time working on the next publicly saleable product, which will be Codename Cyrus Book 2. No timelines yet, other than hopefully by mid to end of September, I'll have everything wrapped up and be working on that pretty much exclusively. Obviously, I'll have to go back to Sentience Wars at some point when I chew through the buffer, but if I can get it to where I want it to be, that on and off cycle shouldn't be too bad. I've intentionally outlined to a natural breakpoint, a quote-unquote end of season one kind of a situation, if you want to take it from that route, and then we can go from there and pick up the story later on. So that's where things sit. With any luck, I'll be able to get on that track today. The weekend is coming up, looking like it's going to be a relatively hassle-free weekend, so that'll be nice. And then we start the dance all over again. So, but yeah, I'm dragging a little bit. And I'm hoping it's just this heat combined with the stress of all the pounding from yesterday. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 vents. And that's just what I can see on the one side. One of the last turns I have before my house gets me an unobstructed view of the south side of my house and a really nice view of the new roof. I was talking with my father yesterday and he asked me how many vents they put in, and from where I was standing in my backyard I could only see 2. But now I can see 5 more on the north face plus the 2 I know of on the east face. So that's a total of 7. And I'm sure there's 1 or 2 on the south, or I'm sorry, the 5 on the south side. I'm sure there's at least 1 or 2 on the north side as well. So there's at least 7 vents up there now. And it looks really good. It looks really good. They did a marvelous, marvelous job. I couldn't be happier with it. Yeah, they left me 5 bags of shingles that my wife and I are going to have to move because I can't lift them on my own. They're way too awkward. I have no idea where we're going to go with them. Probably to our basement eventually. But yeah, that's the only little bit of cleanup still to do. And on that note, I'm rounding the final turn. And I wish you and yours a very happy, healthy, safe, and productive day. I will endeavor to have the same. And I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Because tomorrow will be a brand new day. Take care, everyone.